Unit 5, Recording 5.9. Listen and read. Why are the children happy that they aren't really old-fashioned explorers?
Old-fashioned explorers. A bus was on a camping trip with his older sisters, Hala and Layla. They put up their tent in a campsite near a small wood. The next morning, they woke up early to watch the sunrise. After they had eaten their breakfast, they looked in their guidebook. "I think there's a bay on the other side of that valley. Shall we walk there?" "Yes, let's be old-fashioned explorers on an adventure," said Hala. "Good idea. We'll turn off our phones and use the map in the guidebook," said Abbas. "I brought Grandad's old compass with me," said Layla. "We can use it so that we don't get lost." After they had packed some food and ice-cold water, they started walking. "We need to go north and then east. So it's this way," said Layla, looking at the compass. After they had crossed the valley, they climbed up the hill on the other side. The scenery all around was beautiful. They started to walk down to the beach, but they hadn't got very far before a bus stopped. He'd heard a man who was shouting for help. The man had fallen down the cliff. "Help me," the man cried. "I've hurt my foot and I can't climb back up." "Don't worry," shouted Hala, turning on her phone. "We'll call for help." After a 4-hour wait, the children started to feel cold and were getting worried. It was nearly sunset. "What are we going to do if no one comes?" said Hala to Layla. But just then, they heard the sound of a helicopter. The children jumped and waved at the helicopter until the people saw them. After they had pulled the man to safety on a rope, they took him to a nearby hospital. The children went to see the man in hospital, and he thanked them for helping him. "Next time, I won't go hiking by myself, and I'll make sure I have my mobile phone with me." "It's good that we aren't really old-fashioned explorers," said Abbas to his sisters later. "They didn't have mobile phones or helicopters to help people."